The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I had a little bit of debate today whether or not Clemson is now an elite program.
What they basically have been for the last several years is they were Texas before Mac won one. I think they'll be good again next year, but I do wonder if they'll be as good because
10 wins next year?
You know, they pretty much do that almost every year.
Talk about the last 6 years. They've 10, 11, 11, 10, 14, 14.
I would say that's up there with just about anybody not named Alabama. From the text line, even the Patriots' run started by winning a game no one said they could.
Let's talk about the difference between a 6.5-point dog on a neutral field and a 17-point favorite at home.
Tom Brady will have to play his worst game of the season. Brock Osweiler's going to have to play the best game of his career.
If the Texans do find a way to win, we're going to be talking about it on Monday. It's going to be the greatest thing ever. I'm also not going to sit here and pretend for this entire week that it's a likely possibility.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. And you can, of course, text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed any of the first 2 hours, pretty good show today. I'm going to say so far, two-thirds of it, pretty good.
Not bad.
All available at podcastarena.com. I got some calls I want to get to, but about Baylor being number one in men's basketball.
I think that lasts until tonight.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
By the way, is that game on? Can we get that on one of the TVs in here, John? That's a game I've got some financial interest in.
What channel is it on?
I don't know.
Google it.
Yeah. Baylor, West Virginia. I'm sure it's probably on ESPN2 or something like that. If Kentucky wasn't on the big ESPN, I would say this. I mean, it's the best game of the night for sure.
Yeah.
It's two top 10 teams. So,
well, good for
I
them.
I guess Florida State Duke plays tonight, too. So that's a pretty good game also. But
well,
I think West Virginia wins tonight. I think that's a that is a very underrated team. And not to say Baylor is not good. Baylor is good. But West Virginia, that's a tough place to play, and those guys are number two in Sagarin and number two in KenPom, and like number 10 in the polls. There's a reason why they're 6.5. I got it at 6.5. It went down to 6, but they're 6-point favorites against the number one team in the country. You don't see that very often.
Hey, let's talk to Shrek.
What's up, Shrek?
Whoops. We can't go to him because
hold on. We got
to
wait for John.
John left the building. Now he's back. Now we want to go to Shrek. Yeah.
We got to get it where I can call.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Phone calls. What's up, man?
Hey, I just wanted to say I'm not going to call anymore because, like, every time I call, I know the text lines, they always be, like, making fun of me, like, left and right. And I swear to God, you'll never hear my voice again. And if anybody ever calls saying that they're Shrek, they're 150% trolling you guys.
Why are you leaving us, Shrek?
I think this is a new year for me. I just came to a conclusion. If I die as a virgin, so be it.
Shrek, I hope that's not true. I hope you do call us back. Oh, that's it.
He hung up.
Our relationship is over.
He just dropped the mic and left.
150% trolling. That makes me sad. Yeah, because to talk to Shrek, and nobody makes fun of him.
Nah, nobody makes fun of him. People want to help Shrek. They do. See, Shrek, you should call tomorrow when Beth is here. She'll give you great advice.
No, he said he'll never call again.
But no, he's never calling again. That's a shame. No, nobody makes fun of him.
And he lied on the phone. It said he wanted to say hi.
Yeah.
He didn't say hi. He basically said, I'm never talking to you again.
And I don't know where he's getting that from the text line unless he has access to the text. Nobody's making fun of him. The Blitzers love Shrek. They want to see Shrek succeed. They want to see him split the uprights.
That's too bad.
That's very strange. This is Coach something. I can't see the.
Coach K.
Is that what it is?
What's up, Coach?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Sports.
Sports.
Listen, I saw a crazy post on Facebook. Stadium Signatures is sponsoring Johnny Football to do autograph signings, and they're charging $99 a head for an autograph and a picture. What do you guys think about that?
Yeah, I mean, the guy's got to make some money somehow, I guess. It's not for me, but I know there's people around here who are going to pay it. I think he's doing a signing in Katy and a signing in the Woodlands, and you know, there's going to be people who go there who go through there and want their stuff signed. I think it's like $100. You can take a picture with him. I think you can get an inscription up to 4 words for $25. I think it said so. I mean, well, good for him if people are willing to pay it. But
I would say. I don't know how much value that actually has unless he dies. Then it might go up.
I can't hear.
I can't hear you.
There's too much money in my f***ing hand.
Black Spotted Zebra 2017 striking early. Gonna miss you, Shrek. Yeah, that's the thing. Shrek has added a lot. All right, let's try Nate. What's up, Nate?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Sports is going on.
Sports, man. Sports, my bad.
Go ahead, man.
All right, I'm the Texas problem is I'm a coach, man. He needs to just play, you know, get him a pair. Once he sees the New England Patriots, he just completely panics. He shuts it down. Once he looks across the field and sees Bill Belichick, it's pretty much, what do I do? What are we doing here? Pretty much, which way do I go? That's just the bottom line. Once he get a pair and coach those guys, we wouldn't be thinking how we wouldn't know what we know that they're going to go down there and look like they never even acknowledged that the football game is being going on.
All right.
I'll listen. Shut up and listen.
Thank you. That was Joe Frazier, by the way. A lot of people don't know that.
He sounded high to me.
He sounded very high. I hope that dude doesn't do like customer service for a living because, I mean, there's no way. Well,
oh, I thought that was Gilbert at first, and then I was like, no.
I don't know how to respond to that call.
No, he sounded very high.
I feel like I agreed with what he said.
Yeah, I think I did.
But I'm not confident enough that I heard everything that I think I heard. So I can't endorse it fully.
Yeah, might have gone to lunch with some friends and had a few there. Is that Corey? Is that what that is? For some reason, my eyes are worse than normal today.
No, Trey's out there spelling, so.
Oh, that explains it. Come on, Trey.
Hey.
What's up, man?
Oh, sports. I want to talk about the Texan defense, how even though they're number one, they're still getting no respect. And I'm not going to, like, blast off on this media person, but he said it's going to be a practice for the Patriots. But I'm really looking at the Texan defense, and there is a way that we can slow down the Patriots offense. If you take Marcellus Bennett out of it and you kind of limit Brady to, he's going to have his plays. I mean, they're going to make plays, but you kind of got to stop the running game and just limit them on plays. But I think if we can keep it in at least 20 points or a little lower, then we actually have a shot. I just want to know, what do y'all think about this? It's just blatant disrespect, dude. I mean, it's not like
it's not blatant disrespect. It's not blatant disrespect. It's not blatant disrespect because the Patriots are a complete team and the Texans aren't. The Patriots are just as good as the Texans defensively. When people say the number one defense, they're going off yards allowed. The Patriots are a better scoring defense than the Texans. They allow less points than the Texans, and that's what matters a lot more than yards at the end of the day. And the Patriots also have a fantastic offense. They've got the best quarterback that's ever played football. The Texans don't. It's not disrespect. Also because we've seen this game happen once this year, and it was 27-0. 27-0.
With a third-string quarterback.
With a third-string quarterback with a broken hand, and the Texans had J.J. Watt.
Yeah.
So now you subtract Watt, add Brady. It's not blatant disrespect. This is what the Texans are, and this is what the Patriots are.
If you're a Patriots fan, there's no way in hell you're thinking you're losing this game. No way in hell. Even the most skeptical Patriots fan. This is exactly the matchup you wanted. You got a coach who can't beat Bill Belichick. You've got a quarterback who's the worst starter in the league. And as great as their defense has been, You know the Patriots can score points. And you know, if you want to call that disrespect, again, I think that's another word that's overused, and in this case, that's it. But realistically, you're 16 points, 17 points. That number keeps going up, underdogs. It's just reality.
And you know what's the temperature? It's going to be between 20 and 29 degrees.
Ooh, wonderful.
Yeah. Boy. And from a team that's from Texas going up to a place where it's going to be around freezing, good luck.
Robert says, I'm a big Aggie fan, and I wouldn't wait in line for free to meet Johnny. It's a thing. I wonder if the bloom is off that rose. I don't know. Maybe Johnny needs a new career.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is it.
I'm just trying to set you up for my computer career.
Oh, never mind. My computer. I don't know if Johnny's going to excel with my computer. This may be not for him, but listen, if you're set for more money and a better life in 2017, My Computer Career is a great place to look. It's an IT school where you can start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 3 months, even if you have no experience in the field. You attend classes on campus in Houston or live online to get the skills and certifications you'll need to start your new career. Plus, they're going to help you get hired and advance because they give lifetime career services. I know what you're thinking. This isn't for real, right? Consider this. 2016, My Computer Career helped over 1,000 students start new IT jobs. That's for real. You can join them. Go to mycomputercareer.edu, take the free career evaluation, and you're on your way to making some more money, making real money. By the way, financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets out there. Classes are starting soon, so make new year, new career your resolution, and take the free career evaluation today at mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
Home for sports is ESPN.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN.
All right. I need your help.
Okay.
So, Barry and Mike Liebeschock, the game day guys, put on a bowl pick'em.
Yeah.
And nobody wanted to play with them, so I participated. Jong played it, I think. Right, Jong?
Yeah, I didn't check it, though.
Was it for money?
No. No. But it basically came down to me and Lauren the Aggie. And Lauren last night, she had a one-game lead on me.
Yeah.
This is just base strategy.
Yeah, we talked off-air about this yesterday. You said take Clemson, right?
Yeah. I have to take Clemson, assuming she would take Alabama. And, you know, worst-case scenario, I'm second place by two games instead of one.
Right.
So she takes Alabama. I take Clemson and hit. But for her tiebreaker score, even though she picked Alabama, she picked 35-31 Clemson in the tiebreaker.
What?
I don't know. I feel like if you pick Alabama to win and you take Clemson for the tiebreaker, I don't think that's going to work out because it shows me winning the league.
Right.
And
yeah, that's bull stuff. How can you do? You should only be able to pick the score. If you pick the winner already, you don't get to type in another team.
Yeah, it's very strange.
And when we do our brackets, you just put the score, right?
Yeah. So I picked 27-24 Clemson for my tiebreaker.
Okay.
But I really think the tiebreaker only would have come into effect if we both had picked the same, picked the same national championship winner.
Right.
So because we had the tie score, we're tied, and I had Clemson winning the national championship game, I think that makes me the winner.
Yeah, I think I'm going to agree.
Okay.
Because
I think Yahoo agrees. Yahoo says I won.
Okay, well, Yahoo has you number one.
But there's great debate over why I'm the winner.
Well, that makes perfect sense. You don't want to tie. That wouldn't be any fun.
No, there's no ties.
Yeah, a bunch of people want to weigh in today. Let's grab some calls. CJ. Sup, CJ?
Yeah.
Hey, now.
I'm trying to wrap it around my mind. Why in the world are y'all mentioning the 27-0 game?
That has nothing to do with the game coming up this week.
Do you want to mention every other game the Texans have ever played in New England? Because we can do that.
No, you have to compare apples with apples and oranges with oranges. Why mention a game that has? This game is a do-or-die game. It's a detrimental approach than a regular season game.
Oh,
that game, JJ.
I get it. So you think the Texans have an advantage because of that, because of all their vast playoff victory experience, and the Patriots, this is their first time being there, so they don't know what it takes to win big games.
No, what I'm saying is that last year was last year. The game early this season was the game early this season. The games in the past was games in the past. This particular game, last game in 27-0, J.J. Watt was injured. He was injured. Clowney wasn't playing how he was clowning. We got Quinn Dempsey.
Jacoby Brissett was quarterbacking with a broken hand. You realize Tom Brady is the best player on either one of those teams. You take both rosters, who's the best player? Okay, it's Tom Brady.
My question, was the defense playing as it is now back then?
Well, not in that game, no.
Okay, so you have to compare, you have to add elements to the equation that apply. So we have a better defense that we have now than we did then.
Okay.
And so now when you look at the situation, we had two fumbles, we had two turnovers on special teams. That's how they got the score. When you look at the score, 27-0. The defense was tired because we couldn't get the ball past midfield to the third quarter.
You know why? Why the defense will be tired this game? Because Tom Brady. I mean,
no. It's been proven. When Bill O'Brien opened up the offense, we moved the ball with ease.
Oh Lord!
When we go to conservative and try to micromanage.
What game have you seen where the Texans have moved the ball with ease?
Okay, when Brock Osweiler got hurt, we put Savage in. No game plan. Just we come from behind. Savage moved the ball with ease. He came back and we won the game against Jacksonville. Next game, he tried to micromanage the game. He stood for -5 yards in the first half. Come back second half, open up the offense. He was 16-for-22, and that's when he opened up the offense because he's going with a fast-paced offense. And then with Osweiler, look, when Osweiler get in the game and try to micromanage it, first half against
Pointing out literally one half of a game all season long where the Texans opened up the offense?
That's three. When he relieved Osweiler was benched, when he came back against us, when we played Cincinnati, and Savage, the first half he was looking trash, then the second half he went 16-for-22. Then his next game when Osweiler played in the playoff game, we were looking trash again, and then when he opened up the offense, you know, we moved the ball more effectively.
I would say when a quarterback throws for 188 yards, that's not moving the ball at with ease. We disagree on what with ease is. The best game Osweiler's ever played in his life is below average by Tom Brady standards. So I feel like, and if you somehow think Bill O'Brien is going to outcoach Bill Belichick, I feel that's lunacy.
Well, two other thoughts. First off, if you want to make the case the defense is playing much, much better now, and that'll be a big difference, all right, I'm good with that. But they had two turnovers on special teams. Did you watch special teams last week? They should have had two more. That hasn't been fixed. And the offense hasn't been fixed. And what makes you think Bill O'Brien's going to suddenly open up the offense after 17 games of doing the same damn thing? What makes you think that would work if you did it? So if you want to make the case, hey, the defense is playing a lot better, maybe that gets them a chance. I'll listen to that, but
the whole thing.
And can we stop comparing oranges to oranges? Oranges are all the same. Who cares? Same thing with apples. Let's come up with something new. Let's compare. Oh, I don't know. Dinosaurs to monkeys. Apples and oranges. Sorry. Tell apples and oranges, guy. He's bananas. Well played, Dexter.
Moving the ball at will against Jacksonville in the second half, Jacksonville who won, what, four games this year? It's nowhere near the same thing as doing it against the Patriots. I've said this before. The Patriots are a top-five defense and a top-five offense. The Texans have a top-five defense and a bottom-five offense.
And they're
it's pretty simple.
Their defense is playing really well, and that's the one thing you can hold your hat on. But there's just so much else about, especially offensively, that I just don't see it.
And I love Well, the special teams messed up, which is why the special teams always messes up. Like, that's going to be different.
Did you not see that game Saturday? Tyler Irvin bounces one off of his face mask. If the Texans can move the ball with ease against Jacksonville for one half, why couldn't they do the same thing against New England for a whole game? Said one person ever, Daniel.
It's crazy.
Well, we got a lot of people that want to weigh in. We got a Pats fan.
All right.
You want to do that?
We'll take a Pats fan.
Let's take Pats fan. What's up, Pats fan?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, now, sports.
Sports to you two guys. So a lot of people give me a hard time because I'm a Pats fan, and I have been since the Rams, when they beat the Rams way back when. And, you know, I kind of think that, you know, they shouldn't be giving me a hard time. So for all the Houston people that are Pats fans out there, I think, you know, we had to find a team that was good enough.
Are you from here?
I'm from Houston, but I didn't. You know, we didn't have a team back then, so you know that's what I chose to roll with.
What's the rule?
And what do you guys think they'll do with Garoppolo when they're done with him? And I'll hang up.
I don't know. That's going to be a good off-season topic because they can keep him as a backup for one more year. They can trade him for a bunch of draft picks, or they may determine how long Brady's going to play. One small point, Pats fan. There was about seven you knows in about 10 seconds of conversation there.
I don't know if I feel like...
Just do yourself a favor and eliminate those.
I don't know if I feel...
I honestly didn't hear a word you said after the fourth you know.
I'm not a guy who is going to give anybody grief for who they cheer for. Like, my story of why I cheer for Buffalo is a long, drawn-out, stupid story, which just led to me being sad. But... is picking the team that won the Super Bowl a certain year and just rolling with it? I mean, listen.
Hey, whatever. People become fans for different reasons. I think that's – if you live in a city with a team and you didn't have a team at the time, okay, I understand some people started rooting for the Saints then. You know, you had more people go to the Cowboys. I think you just root for whoever you want for whatever reason. I don't think you have to...
You don't have to justify it.
Yeah, and if people tell you you're stupid, then okay. It's because of the you-knows. That's why. That's why they're really attacking you. All right, quick break. We'll take some more calls when we come back. It's on the HRNP listener line, by the way. See, I got that in there. I'm getting better. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 936 says, Pats beat the Rams in the Super Bowl of February 2002. The Texans started playing later that same year. Pats fan couldn't wait 6 months? That's a good point. And we knew the team was coming, so... Yeah, you probably deserve a little grief. That's okay. If you want to, there's a lot of people who are just front-running fans of certain teams. Like, some people are Yankees fans just because they win. A lot of Cowboys fans out there. Well, they haven't won in a while, but Cowboys fans for that reason. That's why you have Cowboys fans in Mesa, Arizona.
Yeah.
So it's okay. Root for who you want to root for, but you deserve to take a little grief. Well, you know what? The HRNP listener line. A lot of people want to get in today, so let's roll with it, John. You're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Hey, sports to y'all.
Sports to you.
Hey, I was calling because, of course, I'm a homer. I'm naturally born and raised in Houston, so, of course, I love the Texans. I'm a homer. But one thing I know, and I've been watching it for a long time since I was a little boy, I remember seeing Tom Brady win that game. Sometimes things just happen, and you can't explain it before it happened, and as it happened, you say, damn, you know, that's how it happened. And I can remember seeing Mark Sanchez beat Tom Brady. I remember turning the channel on, flipping the channel, boom, get to the Baltimore game a few years back, maybe 5 years back, boom, hand the ball off to Ray Rice, smashes the linebacker, runs right through him, goes straight to the end zone. I guess what I'm saying is there is a scheme to beat the Patriots. Man up the outsides, zone up the middle, and live with Gronk. But Gronk's not even there. So do you think there's any chance that the Patriots come out flat? They haven't had a real game, I'd say, in a month. Do you think that maybe they could come out flat, get some, you know, man-to-man coverage that those outside receivers who really, you know, besides Chris Hogan, I don't see, you know, who, what you're afraid of down the field. Is it possible that maybe the Patriots come out flat and the Texans defense doesn't come out flat and they come out hot and they get a sack on the first drive and they get a third down stop on the first drive? Because football is fast. I mean, it's fast. You score a point.
Listen, the problem is, where are the Texans going to get their points from?
He's gone.
That's what I don't see.
Honestly, I think the Texans defense is going to come out and play hard. I think they're going to play with a lot of heart. They're going to do everything they can to keep them in the game because that's what they've done. I don't see any way. Well, I see one way, but again, if you kind of look at all the possible ways a game might go, here's the best way that it could go for the Texans. They get an early turnover and get points off of it. They stop the Patriots again on the second drive or third drive, whichever, but they get out to a 10-0 lead and get the ball back and then run the football as much as possible, keep the defense off the field, and try to hang on that way and get a few more points. And that would be the blueprint. The scenario for that is, it's not impossible. It's not impossible. It's just, how likely is that? And in my mind, it's just not very likely because that means the Texans can't turn the ball over, which
they do.
I mean, that means
they didn't this last week.
No, they didn't, and that was one of the reasons they won the game. Osweiler has to protect the football. They've got to run it effectively, and they've got to force some turnovers on defense. And for Tebow's sake, you can't drop the punts. I mean, you can't make mistakes like that against the Patriots if you're going to win. So you got to go in there and play your best game, and then you've got to rattle Brady and hope that he doesn't beat you at that point. Drunk Bevo bringing back an 0-1. Texans can beat the Pats. You never know.
Yeah.
You never know. I'm getting a lot of questions about which Houston team do you think will win a championship first. If I had to bet on one, it'd be the Astros right
Same
now.
Same here.
And that's with the Texans two wins away from a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I would say the Astros are the closest team right now.
The Astros 2017 is their year.
Well, I still think they need a starting pitcher, but boy, I love everything else they've done this offseason. All right, Matt. So let's go to Matt from Beaumont. What's up, Beaumont, Matt?
What's going on, guys?
Sports.
Nice. I'm so happy I'm on finally. Hey, real quick, just want to drop some solid facts here. Brock Osweiler never lost to Tom Brady in his life.
That's true.
Also, undefeated against the Patriots. Actually, 1-1 against the Patriots, but undefeated in the playoffs. These
That's
are just
true.
Facts. Okay, and my question would be, out of the Houston sport teams, which player is best at his respective position, and who would you start the franchise with? That would be J.J. Watt playing defensive end, Jose Altuve playing second, or James Harden at the shooting guard. I'll hang up and listen.
Can't give me Carlos Correa instead? Because
I think that's the guy that you're looking at more. But
that's who I'd want, because a baseball player is going to be there for 10, 12 years at that position.
If you'd asked me this last year before the back surgeries, I would have said J.J.
But even that, football players play for such a short time.
Yeah, it's true.
And a good baseball player at this kid's age, he can be a force for 15, 16 years in the league.
But J.J. is definitively the best at what he does.
Yeah, I would say so.
You know, the other guys, there's discussions to be had about their value relative to the rest of the league. J.J., there's no discussion to be had. When he's fully healthy, he's the best defensive player in football.
Yeah, I agree with. As far as who is the best at his position, yeah. If you're asking me who I'd rather start a franchise with, that's two different questions.
Right.
And two different answers. Robert has a way the Texans can win. I want to hear this. What's up, Robert?
Hey, so first off, I want to say that the guy's comparison of our defense playing earlier in the year against the Patriots' third-string quarterback, if you're comparing the way our defense is playing now, we're going to be facing Tom Brady. So yeah. Which one would you really have? Which one would you really rather have? Our defense the way it was playing then against a guy, third-string quarterback with a broken hand, or our defense the way it's playing now against Tom Brady?
That's what I say. I mean, there's no – even if your defense is playing a little bit better now, I would take your defense playing at a B to B-minus level against Jacoby Brissett over your team playing at an A level against Tom Brady.
He thought he was going to give me away the Texans could win. That's what I wanted.
Oh, no. He's full of it.
Yeah, he didn't. But that's not what he said on there. He said, a way the Texans can win. That's what I'm looking for. And I'm not making fun of you guys. I want, because the way I'm seeing the game, I just don't see it. That's all I'm asking for. And I think the guy who was rambling on earlier did make one good point about the defense is playing a lot better now than then. And yes, everything goes up in the playoffs intensity level wise, but it's hard for me to say that's, and you say, all right, well, the Patriots might be flat off the layoff. Okay, maybe so, except I think they're 10-2 in the divisional round under Bill Belichick.
I mean, they just don't lose AFC games at home either. That's the other thing. I mean, it just doesn't happen.
But I'm willing to listen. I really am. I want hope, just like everybody else.
Keep hope alive.
Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Fred Fowler, A.J. Hoffman, and Jong Lee behind the glass. Brought to you by
The Glass Doctor. Call The Glass Doctor. Want your one-stop shop for auto, home, and business glass and mirrors. That's 1-888-516-8133. That's 1-888-516-8133. Or go to glassdoctor.com. That's glassdoctor.com. Glass Doctor, we fix your pains.
All right. Now, a lot of people bringing up the way the Broncos won last year. We talked about that a lot yesterday. And you know, if you can do that, it's just I
don't think this is the same team.
Well, I think the Broncos had a better defense. But I think the Texans defense is capable of playing that well. I just think the problem is on the other side of the ball. I just don't see where the points are going to come from unless they can get out there and run the ball really effectively. And that's one thing, the Patriots take away what you do well. They always do that. And people forget that the Patriots were a two-point conversion away from tying that game. As much as well as the Broncos played, they had to hang on for dear life. Let's try James. James says the Texans are going to win, and I hope he's going to tell me why. Or it could be Hymus. What's up, James?
Hello?
Yo.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, now.
Sports.
Sports to you.
I believe the Texans will win. And
tell me why. Wait, hold on. Before you start, who's your favorite football team?
Good one, AJ.
No, I'm serious. I want to know just before we get this conversation.
The Texans.
Okay.
Honestly, the Texans. Yes, I am a homer. I will admit that. The reason I do believe that our defense is capable of beating them, but I have something strange that I think is going to happen. I think Jonathan Joseph is going to make a tackle, get hurt, and our secondary is going to be that much better.
You think who's going to get hurt?
Secondly,
Joseph.
Jonathan Joseph.
Okay.
I have something against that guy. I don't think he's a really good cornerback. You guys may think differently, but I believe he'll make the tackle on Blunt. He'll get hurt. We will have some, I guess you could say, some luck. We deserve to have some luck against those Patriots the way they've been beating us. I think it's, 171-79 the last few times we played them?
Yeah.
Something in that nature. We deserve we're due a good luck streak or something of that nature when it comes to that team.
Do you feel like the Jags are due a good luck streak against the Texans?
Oh, yes.
I don't.
Oh, yes.
I think better. I don't believe in luck. I believe it exists, but I also believe better teams overcome luck.
I agree with that as well. You make your own luck. Your talent actually makes your luck. You know, when you're a talented individual or a talented team, luck comes into play because of that. But I do believe that the Texans will win this game. No thanks to Brock Osweiler. I do believe it's going to be a shorten-the-game type of deal, a lot of Lamar Miller. And hopefully our defense can create at least two turnovers. One won't do it. And like I said, Jonathan Joseph gets hurt.
Stop with the Jonathan Joseph. You know what happens?
I'll tell you something. That secondary's got enough injury problems that you don't want anybody else getting hurt.
I know a lot of people are all over Jonathan Joseph right now, but have you watched Robert Nelson play?
Yeah.
That guy is either a penalty or getting beat on a play every time he's out there. You do not want Jonathan Joseph out of the game. Trust me on that. Look, I hope you're right. I hope you're right. I hope they get some luck. I hope things turn around for him. And I want to be wrong. It's just as I sit here on Tuesday, looking at everything it would take that I think it would take for the Texans to win the football game, I just find it hard to believe they're going to do it because this is something they've never done: is go in and beat a better. And they haven't done it all year. And okay, if you want to say it's different in the playoffs, but they haven't beaten a better team than them on the road all year long.
Here's what I will say: I said the same thing about the Texans last year about going to Indy. I said they can't win in Indy because they never have, and until they do it, I don't think it's going to happen. And they did it last year. They did it again this year.
Yep.
But as of now, I'm still in that mode of I've never seen them do it. I'm not going to go out there on a limb and say that they're going to get it because I don't see it.
They need better play calling to win. I agree with that. Where is that going to come from? From last week, but said, hope I'm wrong. We shall see. All right. This was actually a pretty good Tuesday today. Got Hustle Town coming up tonight after the show. Craig Shelton and Angelo Lawford, Jermaine Every. All right, John Lee, great job.
The show's over all the way?
Yeah, that's it.
And we still had a full bank of calls.
I know. I wanted to get in with the people because we hadn't been able to talk to them for a couple of days.
Stay on for Craig and Jermaine and Angelo.
No, I'm going to get drunk.
No, he's telling the callers to hang.
Callers
stay. We're not staying. But great job, John Lee. Great job, AJ Hoffman. That's all right today. We'll do it again tomorrow. Till then, stay sports, you bitches.
To ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.